March 8th, 2021, Board of Commissioners meeting, followed by Board of Equalization meeting.
I'll call this meeting into order, and we'll start with our Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Roll call, please. Janet?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
All right. A current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the boardroom and is available to review for all citizens in attendance. So with the tabled items, I understand the first item related to the wind energy farms is going to be April public hearing. So that will be coming next month.
April?
Yeah, I believe the planning and zoning, is that right, Larry? Is having a public hearing in April. So we'll hold that on there till after that. The second item on the tabled items, I don't know that we've heard back. We haven't signed the contract because we don't believe the liability is adequate. So at this point, we haven't signed it.
Any contact with them at all? I mean, have they responded?
Initially, yes. And then I sent them, hey, can we change this, this, and this, and haven't heard back.
Okay.
So we don't want to, I mean, they're inspecting our fire equipment, I believe.
Yeah.
And we've paid the fee, but we don't want to have it in writing that we agree that their liability is only $300 if it was some ungodly low amount. Lower than what we're paying for the annual inspection.
Oh, okay.
And the county's liable for everything, even their negligence.
Okay.
It doesn't make sense.
So we don't want to sign it. I mean, they're doing it, but we haven't technically signed that we are okay with them.
Okay.
Yes. So things are being inspected. That piece of it isn't done. So we're going to leave that on there for the time being, too. All right. At this point in time, item number two on the agenda is public comment. So we will hear from anyone here today on items that are not on the agenda. Otherwise, if you want to talk about something on the agenda, we can hear from you then. So at this point, is there anybody that has public comment on non-agenda items?
My name is Diana Hawk. I'm the lead driver, school bus driver at Homer, Nebraska. And
okay, Diana.
We are it's D-I-A-N-A-H-A-U-C-K.
What was it again?
D-I-A-N-A-H-A-U-C-K.
C-K, okay. Thank you.
I'm speaking for all four of us bus drivers down there that
okay.
have those different routes. And we would like to address some of the roads that we have to drive on. We would like to know what we can get done to make them better and safer for not only the rest of the public, but especially for the kids on the buses.
Absolutely.
Okay. We have four different routes. South Bluff, which comes up north from Homer up along the bluff over towards Jackson, up to Highway 35, actually.
Mm-hmm.
The washboards at the corner are terrible, really bad. Avenue north of 35, Highway 35, it needs some gravel on it. And the snow path along the bluff road, is there any way that we could get that bladed down a little bit better during the wintertime for that snow path? Our driver got stuck out there. He was sitting on the road and couldn't move because of the snow path. The north route, which comes up from Homer up to like Lackawanna and mm-hmm. up in this area there. The turnaround there at Lackawanna, it's too small for a regular bus, and he can't use a smaller bus in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way that we can, I know they put some gravel down in there, is there any way that we can make that just a little bit bigger? I've turned around in there a few times, and I don't even like doing it, and I've a lot more experience than the guy that we got doing it.
Okay.
The Dakota City route, which mm-hmm. is Blyberg, Alma, and mm-hmm. up here into Dakota City. Blyberg has got to be the nightmare road of the county. It is so rough. We could do 10 to 15 miles an hour on that road without and still shake pretty bad. Even with a good bus with a good air ride on it, it's way too rough.
washboards on that road is what you're talking about.
Yeah, the ditches along that road. There are a lot of them that are just, even with the road and the water stays on the road, it makes it very soft in there. We need them cleaned out a little bit or made deeper. Okay. Some of them actually have no ditch at all along them. They're just straight across and into a field. There are three culverts along that road, south of Barclays, that are caving off, and the one, the major, the biggest one, has caved off about, oh, I'd say 8 inches more in the last year and a half. Because I did that route, I used to do that route every day, mm-hmm. and I've been doing it again now, and it's really getting bad. It does need attention this year. Mm-hmm. And we need to know, is there any way that we can put a culvert or something in by the driveway of the what they call the ranch down there? Because that road, that water runs straight across the road there, and it makes that road awful sloppy and greasy. That is a major concern for whoever drives down there, especially in the afternoon when it's thawed out. In the morning it's not quite so bad, but afternoon it's really bad. And the hill route, which is my route, it's out on Waggle Creek, up M, back on Fiddler Creek, L, 215, and Jewel and K. It's a big, nice little square around there. Mm-hmm. Waggle Creek by Overfelds. I know they've done some work down there on the place, but that at the first Overfeld place, there it comes down the road, it comes down just a little ways by the ditch, and right there by their driveway, it goes right out down to the middle of the road. The water is terrible down there. It's making it awful soft and sloppy, mm-hmm. and like this with the buses. The corner of 260th and M. It's been a problem here because it's the last few years because all the wetness and that. But right there at the corner where I have to turn north, that corner is awful soft. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to see if we get something done about that one. Fiddler Creek Road, there are several culverts there. The one culvert is just east of K Avenue. You go down that first valley, there's that big culvert there. That is caving off and is getting much worse this year. We need gravel on the on L Avenue, where they replaced the culvert that, a year or so ago. The hill going up and down the other side, after that culvert, on the north of that culvert, is getting very greasy. And we need, they did put some gravel on it, but it needs it more further down in the valley a little bit more. K Avenue, there, it's soft in several places. It needs a little bit more gravel. On 215th Avenue, at the corner of K and 215, those washboards going up to that stop sign are extremely bad. It just vibrates everything, no matter how slow you go. Jewel, at the top, because I go off of 215, I go north on Jewel, up and around, and I pick the girls up at the top of the hill there. That hill area has been very, very soft and sloppy this year. Okay. It needs a little bit of work if we could. And that's our major concern is the roads, because they are very unsafe for the buses and for the kids. And I've got several drivers that will not travel those roads. If it's bad or wet, they say, no, we're not going down there. And then I have to call the parents and say, can you meet me here? You know, because mm-hmm. it's just too bad. And Wash told me if we get stuck down there, we're going to pay for it because we've been warned. Mm-hmm. And I really don't have $500 to pull a bus out of the ditch, let alone just a safety issue.
Can we get a copy of that? I mean, we got two folks from the road department and Fred's over there, so it'd be nice to have kind of a list of that.
Yep, right.
I mean, we know the spring has been just, I mean, and wet, soft and wet and rough.
It's not as bad as it was a few years ago, but it's mm-hmm. the washboards mm-hmm. are absolutely terrible. Yeah. Blyberg is just beyond belief.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's still that bad.
Some drainage is probably a bit, yeah. It's soft, it gets soft when the water sits. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just so greasy down there because it's a lot of clay down there. And it just, you know, mm-hmm. you can wiggle all over the place with that bus, and it just, and it's not safe for just the driver. It's this, when you got kids on, they're screaming, we're going to die! And that that comes out in very loud with a lot of those kids.
Oh my goodness, that's scary.
Yeah, that I've had twice this year so far, so mm-hmm. I'd really like to get rid of some of that problem. So.
Okay, yeah, if we can get a copy, and then Fred, you can maybe take a look. You probably have some of those on your list already to take a look at, but that would be good.
Thank you.
Any other comments? Okay, thank you. Thank you, Diane. I appreciate you coming and giving us an update on those bus routes. I was on the Ironton Avenue one for a year, and I remember. okay, so that's noted, and we'll kind of get some information to our road team so they can take a look at those spots. We're down to the consent agenda here. Items on the consent agenda is the minutes from the last meeting, payroll claims, everything looked in order for this payroll period, the official board reports from the clerk and the register of deeds and clerk of district court were in line. Basically what they do on those is they report how many fees they take in for titles and deeds and copies and licenses, and part of it goes to the state and part of it we get to keep, but every month they kind of submit that information. They all looked in order. Accounts payable item number D relates to a credit we had from 2020 conference that was canceled or postponed, and we are using that credit for the conference that's coming up in March, and I think some of us will be attending that. That's accounts payable item E. There were some reconciling entries related to the treasurer's office. When the auditors were here at year end, they noticed some things that weren't maybe in wrong accounts and had to be adjusted. So those were adjusting items is what we have on that consent agenda. And then the last one is a letter of credit. We have a letter of credit with the bank for $100,000 if we need to use it. So it's just a confirmation of that. So those are the items on the consent agenda. Any questions on any one of those items? Otherwise,
Also move to approve the consent agenda.
Josh is going
to
make a move for consent agenda, seconded by Troy. Any other discussion? All right, we'll take a roll on that.
Scott?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes. All right. Our new business items, we have a public hearing right now for the planning and zoning, the regulation section 202 definitions related to consangu, and I don't even know what that really is. Consan, how do you pronounce that?
Consanguinity? Yeah.
Consanguinity. So, a public hearing on consanguinity. Anybody here to talk about consanguinity? From what I understand, it has something to do with, I think Larry was at a meeting, and it has, can you give us a brief what that has
well,
to do
basically,
with?
Basically, if you live in a place and you got 2.5 acres, you can have a relation live there on that same property. There's got to be a relation. That's best I can. Well, there's been some bad happen.
So like a building? It's like a building?
Like a trailer house or something, or a house or whatever. And it's people that are having hardship times, basically. Right.
Or like a mother-in-law suite. If your mother-in-law, for health reasons, you want...
Right, whatever. Yeah, hardship times is basically the way I've always taken it.
Okay.
But it has to be family members.
Got to be a family, blood related or some dog.
So that's what they made that definition. It has to be a family member.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that word kind of applies to.
Okay. So the definition, and they made it. They have approved it. The committee themselves. Okay. And the second. So any other comments on sanguinity? The second public hearing today is on...
We need to close the first one.
I need to close this. Should I have opened it at a certain time, by the way? Okay. So we'll close the first public hearing on section 202 and closing it at 3:14. We will now open the second public hearing on zoning section 640, which relates to recreational vehicle parks occupancy. And I think that item is in your packet as well. And this has to do with campgrounds, I believe, right, Larry?
Yeah. It was, it all started off the river north of Jackson where this all came up. And the feeling was that the campers have to be out of there 1st October. Mm-hmm. Campers can stay. It used to be, I think, they had to pull them out of there. Mm-hmm. But they can stay there, and they can have an outbuilding, and they can stay there provided it's removal. If it's built, and it's got to be something to remove. Mm-hmm. And I guess, I don't know if camping was part of that or not. But
okay.
Camps were permitted, but not to be there forever. You know.
So it looks like they took out that the vehicles must be removed, because I know at that campground it's a seasonal campground, so they stay there for the season.
They can stay there, but they got but they can't live there.
Okay.
Year round.
They can only, it's only open from April to, yeah. And then it also says all vehicles must be licensed and roadworthy, so that would mean all, okay.
The big thing is to get them out of there in case the river come up or something, they have to be.
Move them.
So they don't wind up homeowners.
So public here, any other public comments on that particular section of the zoning, recreational vehicle parks? Okay. No comments on that one for the public hearing?
I think for the record, you need to state in support, opposition.
Okay. Yeah, so any citizens that want to comment on either support or opposing or neutral comments regarding that particular section of the code. No comments from anyone? We'll close that public hearing at 3:16. Got that? Okay, now we're down to item C, which has to do with the first zoning regulations definition of consanguinity. The planning and zoning has recommended that we approve that definition. I can make a motion that we approve that definition.
And I'll second it.
Okay. Any comment? Any questions? Comments? Roll, please.
All right. Bob?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Okay. So we approve that definition for the planning and zoning. Item number D is to vote to approve or not approve the amendment regarding the amendment to recreational vehicle parts occupancy section 640.5. The planning and zoning was recommended we approve.
So moved.
Okay, thank you.
Second it.
Scott, second. Any comment from any other board member questions on that approval? We've got a motion to approve that particular ordinance. Roll.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Both public hearings approved. No oppositions noted. Okay, now we have, also on the agenda, we have three guests here today to also visit with us about the roads. We'll limit comments to about 5 minutes each. I think Jeremy's on the list first. So Jeremy Stewart from Blyberg Road, rural Homer. Welcome.
I'm Jeremy Stewart. I'm here to talk today about the worthless roads we got. Quite frankly, on February 23rd, my wife was notified in the morning that the school bus will not come down and deliver our daughter at our place because of the unsafe road conditions, which is a crock in the year of 2021. It's not 1855. I mean, come on, really, folks? Freaking retarded. Later on that day, after calling the school, the bus manager and the road department manager, my wife, later on that afternoon, had to leave a conference call with her superiors, her corporate superiors, to go get my daughter from the freaking bus on the corner that was a mile and a half from our house. Because the worthless road commissioners, at the time, 6 years ago, as well as the road department, has not fixed three culverts from Ridge Road traveling east down to my place. The road is caving off. It's been that way for 6 years, and I'm discouraged to see that the road department has not had their flag party to go out there and put their annual flag ceremony out there on those culverts yet. They haven't even fixed it.
What's your address again? Where are you?
2680 Blyberg Road. I would suggest that all the commissioners have a group party and go out and follow our road system. In a bus, in a school bus, that would be great. Then you can have a group session and talk about how worthless our roads are. Dakota County has the highest tax base in northeast Nebraska. For 40 years, I've heard, oh, our taxes don't go towards the roads. If that's the case, then why is Dixon and Thurston County a substantially less tax base? They can uphold their roads. For 40 years, I've been listening to the excuse of, well, they don't have the traffic we do. And that's a bunch of nonsense, because everybody here knows that this is a farm community. The farmers that farm in Dakota County also farm in Thurston and Dixon County, and vice versa. So essentially the same traffic is on those roads, and they can uphold them. So I guess my opinion on that is, if they can uphold it, maybe we ought to go across the fence and see our neighbors and see how they're doing it to uphold their roads, and maybe get some pointers on all that. This is plumb ridiculous. Blyberg Road, there's holes. I took a video of it. There's holes out there big as size of my tire pickup, tires on my pickup. You can't even stay in the seat of it. This morning, I went out at 25 mile an hour, hit washboards, and about put my pickup in a ditch. 25 mile an hour, really? That's a 50 mile an hour road. That's what our rural roads are. I think people need to get off, quit being pavement princesses, and go out and look at our county roads. It's ridiculous.
We do have that on
our luxury. Yeah. Our luxury equipment that we have today, there's no reason why our roads are in the condition they are. So nothing gets done. You call the manager, oh, there's just simply nothing we can do. The frost is going out. So Dakota County is the only one that ever freezes. Nobody else ever has frost come out of the road. If we don't know how to fix the roads, maybe we ought to find somebody that does, or send them to seminars where we can figure out how to get these roads fixed.
Thank you for your comments, Jeremy. We are going to put it on the agenda to do it for sure. So I appreciate you coming in and visiting about your concerns, Jeremy. 2680, is that that's where the bus is supposed to pick your daughter up? 2680, Blyberg. Okay, Dale Barkley, also on Blyberg Road, and I did drive Blyberg Road, and I know several other of us did within the last week as well.
My name is Dan Barks. I live at 2524 Blyberg Road. Jeremy covered the biggest part of it all, and so did the lady with the bus. Mm-hmm. Those roads are terrible. I mean, there's no call for it. I mean, you can't even drive those roads. You're safer driving in the ditch. I mean, they're so rough. I mean, there are so many times I'll see the maintainer, they'll go out there and grade a mile stretch and not touch the whole rest of the road, and then park somewhere alongside the road. I mean, I understand if he has graded a certain section of the road, 3 miles of it the day before, that he's not going to grade that same section the next day. But that's not the case. He'll drive from Homer all the way out, maybe 3 miles out or right around the four corners, grade a mile stretch 3 times going each way, not touch the whole rest of the road the whole rest of the day. But yet you'll see him parked somewhere alongside the road. So, I mean, why is he being paid if he's not going to do his job? If he's not going to do his job, somebody else needs to. The other concern I've had, well, and they talked about all the different culverts that are washed out. Mm-hmm. Here a couple years ago, right there by my place, the water kept washing down between my property and Dave Barkley's property and kept washing the road out. Well, they came out there and they built the road up 4.5 feet, but then still didn't put big enough culverts in that it'll handle the water supply. The water that comes down between those two pieces of property, now, it doesn't wash over the road because they built the road up high enough, but now it floods my driveway and my yard. I have nothing but a mud ball for a mess when it's all said and done. So then I got to turn around, go in there, scoop all this mud off my driveway, turn around, haul more rock and gravel in. I'm paying tax dollars. Why am I paying tax dollars if the roads aren't being taken care of? Instead of putting two smaller tubes in that area, they should have went ahead and went with a concrete tube, a square one, that was probably 4 feet in width, 3 feet tall, and they wouldn't have to build the road up 5 feet.
What's your address, Dale?
2524 Blyberg Road. I mean, I understand there's things going on everywhere, but I mean, we all pay tax dollars. All we're asking is that those people that are out there to do their job, they do that. They do their job, see to it that the roads are taken care of.
There's down that way, there's some ditch cleaning and bridge. I saw on the paper, a bridge building or something.
What's that?
On Blyberg. The Blyberg drainage area, it was something in the paper about, are they gonna do something?
I'm not sure about that. That's another story. I mean, you know, my parents' property sit right across the road from us, my nephew was living there, my son's looking, moving in there. That whole drainage ditch right there is so full, it's so silted in so bad, the water drains off of all those farm fields, comes into our property, and then just sits there.
So if that was cleaned out some, would that make it better on?
Oh, you bet it would. I mean, it'd get that water somewhere to go.
You know what we're talking about, Fred?
Mm-hmm.
Would that be the case if that was to be cleaned out some?
Once it gets across the road on, over onto the north side, there is no drainage of water.
Yeah, it's silted in so bad on the far east end of it, water can't drain out across Kirkcombs and across those properties to the east.
If you could get it down there to that pasture, it would probably work.
Yeah, they could come in and clean that whole thing out, or even just so go in there and clean that thing out so it'll all drain and continue running, because all the water drains off all those fields and right into our property, and it sits there. There, those last 2 years when the rain was so bad and we were getting such heavy rains, that property on the east side of the road there, 2527 Blyberg Road, was flooded out for probably about a month and a half.
Are you on the bluff side?
It would have been on the north side of the road.
Okay, bluff side.
It would be where my parents used to live, 2527 Blyberg Road. They said that drainage ditch needs to be cleaned out. I mean, it's so silted. And I realize and understand a lot of that took all place back in 2011 when they raised the river and ran the river so high. It silted in all those ends and all that drainage that drained into the river. So now it can't drain. So now that it can't drain, all that stuff is silted back in and it's filled that whole waterway, because that year there, when all that water stuff was coming down through there, all that mud came in there and filled in that canal or that channel way. And now it's all silted in and can't go nowhere. So all the rains that we get comes out of the farm field right to that piece of property and just sits there. Like I said, for about a month and a half, 2 years ago, that whole driveway was underwater. And you had to park on the road or have a full drive if you wanted to risk going across it.
Yeah, like Chair Gill said, you know, these issues here, and we've heard a lot about Blyberg, you know, over the last few weeks. And I've talked to Jenkins down there here too before the last snow, and I was going to get down there, but we're going to do, years ago I remember that we would do a tour of the roads.
Yep.
The commissioners would jump in the van or whatever the case is, and we would go out and look at certain hot spots.
Yep.
It was bridges or whatever the case is, so we're going to have to definitely spend some time down, you know, in that area.
Yep.
Looking, and we need to set that up sooner than later to get down there.
Yeah,
is what we need to do. And I couldn't agree more. You know, hey, we got a road committee. I know Larry spends a lot of time and energy on the roads. He has for the last X amount of years, and Troy's involved now. And
a lot has happened in the past 2 weeks since all those controversies finally came up, and since Jeremy couldn't get his kid, they actually finally started coming out there and grading the roads and doing more. But it shouldn't have to get to the point where people have to come in and complain this bad. I mean, those guys that are running those maintainers, they can see those roads. They know how bad they are. They drive, like I said, they'll drive right out across a 3 mile section, not even drop the blade, go grade a mile stretch three times, and then park off the side and leave the whole rest of it.
You know, I couldn't agree more, because this is the deal. The last 3 years I've donated my time of mowing for the county It's just amazing what you get into a tractor or a blade or whatever the case may be, and you're driving X amount of miles an hour, and what you see, what takes place. It's pretty mind-boggling.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. I mean, driving a vehicle so much differently than sitting in a tractor, and as you're running 3 or 4 or 5 miles an hour, you know, or whatever the case may be, what you see and what could be done.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unlimited. I mean, it really is.
Like I said, that's all we're asking. Just wanted to grade the roads. They're using the same kind of diesel fuel to drive across, not drop the blade. Right when they drive across. Like I said, I don't expect them to grade that same section of the road every time they come across it. If they've graded 3 miles there the day before, I wouldn't expect them to drive across and grade that whole section again, because they just did it the day before. But like I said, they'll turn around, drive out across a 3 or 4 mile section, drop the blade, grade a mile, and then pick up the blade and go park somewhere and not even do anything.
And you don't know from that 2 or 3 day period of what took place.
Right, what else is taking place?
You don't know.
But just to see it go on so
long. No, I'm talking about just the road condition itself, in general.
Just to see it go on so long, you know, it gets done, so.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing.
The whole doggone, that whole thing needs to get rebuilt.
It does.
Set it up in the air, get some ditches there, get some crown.
Yeah, yeah, because there's like, she said, there's several sections of the road there where the ditch is level with the road.
And don't have any crown.
Right, there's no crown.
Get rid of the water.
So the water cools the road.
The mill road's always been that way. Been that way for years.
Well, the other thing is you got alternative routes off of that road. You know, so guess what? If you go in there and start rebuilding and digging the ditches out, let's say, for instance, and using that, you know, getting that aggregate back up on the road, if that's the case, getting a ditch program, I don't know. You know, getting it built up, but there is alternate routes that you can get out. People can. And there's a lot of homes
on that road. Right, there's other ways they can get out if there's a stretch of road being worked on.
Right, I get it.
So. That'd be a good summer project for our group. Yeah, that'd be, thank you, Dale. Good, we appreciate your comments today.
Thanks, Dale.
And then we have Scott from M Avenue. Scott Scow, M Avenue.
Well, I'm on 2045 M now, right across from the lake, so, and I have to deal with the hill, the cemetery hill.
The hill.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been out there for over 5 years now, and what we're doing, not working, guys. When it dry out, like the same thing like them, the worst war or horrible. And I see with the campers. I thought last year was going to have an accident. The worst wars are so bad, they're on the wrong side of the hill going up with campers. I'm just waiting for somebody to come over and take somebody out. So when they kill somebody and that lawsuit comes, it's going to be a lot cheaper to fix the road than to pay for that lawsuit.
I remember, if I may real quick, my prior experience on the board, we sat down with a lot of different entities that we were talking about trying to get that thing paved, and everybody was going to pitch in. Did you recall that, Fred? When we all, I mean, you had everybody. You had everybody involved. I mean, you had the state of Nebraska. You had, I think, the Papio. I mean, you had a lot of people involved. Whatever happened to that? Does anybody know? I mean, I'm back new on the board, and I haven't heard.
Well, they did price it out, and it was, I don't know that they had funding for.
Everybody always said, the excuse that I got was everybody had funding and for so long of projects that they had extended out for so many years, and I just didn't know. That's been 3 years ago, so I didn't know.
That'd be a good thing to revisit. You're right, Scott.
You know, maybe get back on the high horse of that.
I don't know about this. Somebody said there used to be an inheritance fund set up just for roads. And I guess that fund got used for equipment and stuff like that, which it should have been used for. They said there's over $2 million in that fund. I might not be saying it right, but they said there used to be a road fund just for stuff like that.
Well, there is an inheritance tax, which is, it's used for a lot of different things, for a lot of different counties. You know, a lot of different counties use it for different things. And I'm not even sure what the dollar amount is, but we use that to kind of balance the budget at times, depending on what we have going on. I mean, it can be, and it hasn't been used just for paying for equipment. That's false.
And I want to hit on what Jeremy said. There is a gentleman on M Avenue that did volunteer help with the roads. He is like a road engineer at his job. And he come years ago and said, hey, I'll help you guys figure this road out. So we took him up on it.
Who was it?
Kenny Googles. He's in Cabello's old place. And that's what he does. He builds roads for these, for his company, to like different bin sites.
Does that hole bother you down below where your driveway is, where the water runs out across the road and stuff?
There's no ditch there.
Yeah, I know.
It's flat.
Is there
and when it does rain, it washes it all back in, fills it in again.
Yeah.
Is there a culvert there?
The very north one there was, in my house there is one.
There is?
But they'll cut low, clean them out, the first rain you get, it all comes down and fill it in again.
I was by there just the other Saturday, and I didn't see a culvert there. I mean,
so my north driveway used to be one, but it got filled in the first year I put it in there.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about tomorrow.
It used to be there.
So water and drainage issues is kind of what we have.
And the same thing. Drainage. If it rains out, you better pull a drive pickup. Go that little freeze, you got to get that bridge at 50 mile an hour to make up the hill.
I want to ride with you next time you do that. 50 mile an hour in a Prius.
It turns into a one-lane road.
I'm sure
you get off on the sides, the cemetery will suck you in a little bit.
And you don't want to meet anybody either on it. Yeah, going up.
Hey, Scott,
there were
two accidents there last year, one in the rear yard.
Yes.
The other one rolls.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
There was a car. They had two high school kids
that were rolled. Oh, right. The truck traffic's not going to stop.
Yeah.
The camper's truck's going to stop. So, I mean, what we're doing isn't working, guys. So. Okay.
Well, thanks for your comments, Scott, because, we have been out doing a little driving around, so it's spring, mushy conditions for sure. Some opportunity areas to get to work on for sure.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you all for your comments today, because I know it's been rough living in the country. I was a rural resident for 20 years out in the country and kind of know what it's like in the spring.
Fred, does that look like something we can get at pretty quickly? Some of that stuff? Does it look like there's some of that we can get at right away?
Yes.
Good.
Well, we'll try to as quickly as possible again, but like the culverts there on Lyberg.
Yeah, the Lyberg thing is, sounds to be like.
The worst board with on M Avenue there, you know, with the loose aggregate, that's, we tried different material. Last year, we'll probably try that again after we do some ditch cleaning.
Is there still a spring coming out of the hills, going across the road down there or not? Has that been?
Not now.
South Bluff Road?
It's so dry.
Yeah.
Well, good. So we'll get the list from Diana and with all the root stuff, that would be helpful. And then Fred, you can kind of take a look at that and talk to your guys about that. That's great. Thank you for your comments today, because I know it's no fun to drive on those roads. Kind of a danger sometimes. Okay, so our next thing on the new business item relates to a bridge. A bridge that we have some matching or some money from the state of Nebraska, County Bridge Match Program. The bridge is south of Homer, Omaha Creek South on 265th Street. And the bridge cost is $439,000, and the state of Nebraska is going to fund $200,000 of that. So almost 45%.
Better than the kick to the teeth.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion to approve 21C007 on the project program with the cost share of the $200,000 of the state of Nebraska.
I'll second.
Yeah.
Fred, has that been engineered?
Yes. Well, he put in, it isn't a fight. I don't have a blueprint for it yet, Larry, but he had to show the state of Nebraska to get it approved, some kind of design.
Was the west abutment going to be replaced, or are we going to leave it like, use it like it is?
West, it runs west one. I thought more it was going to go to the east, Larry. They're going to make it longer by 20, 30 feet, if I remember.
It's not going to go back?
I have not seen it yet, but it's going to be longer to get it.
The reason I'm asking is the sheet piling don't look that old on the west side. Sheet piling and H pile hold the sheet pile back. The east side still got the old concrete buttons where it sits on. I'm just wondering if they're going to try to salvage that west side.
No, they won't. It'll be an all-new bridge.
Mixing it up a little bit.
So is this the bridge that was the flood back in 2000 and a couple years ago? Is that the bridge that got messed up with that?
A little bit.
Yeah, okay.
And you fixed it. You got
yes.
Done something?
Yes.
Is it the 3-ton bridge salvage?
Yeah, 3-ton, yeah.
Okay.
But that goes over 40,000 pounds.
Yeah.
In the motor vehicle.
It would probably
have
some damage from the flood.
Okay. So Scott's moved to approve it, and Bob has seconded. Is there any other comments or concerns about that bridge or discussion from our road department? Or if not, let's take a vote on that.
Troy?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Larry?
It's probably the wrong time to ask, but I mean, if we don't know for sure what it's going to cost, do we?
That's an estimate there.
So it could be $500,000 or $600,000.
It could be, but our estimates have been coming in. Our bids have been coming in under estimates.
Yes.
So that looks reasonable in your mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you're not guaranteed who what your bid is by no means, like Larry said. But
is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody? All right. All right, so we'll have a bridge repaired. Miscellaneous and old business. Fred, road report.
February 21st to the March 6th. 364 hours of maintenance, 78 hours of overtime. Garbage pickup 4, snow removal 121 hours, gravel haul 2,500 ton, signs and 2 hours, road concerns, South Bluff, Mills Beach, and Blackbird.
142nd, get all the trash picked up? I never did hear back from him, but I just know that he just said that they started, he said they looked at all the cameras on all the houses, but they said they went all the way down. I don't know how much was actually there, but he said they went all the way down, clear to town with that.
Yeah.
With trash. I mean, he said it was couches and chairs and baby stuff, and yeah, I don't know how much was actually there, but. We got it picked up. Good. Thank you for doing that. It's too bad that people got to do that. But.
Any other questions for Fred on the road report?
I think we got our fill of road report today.
Yeah, we'll add some concerns to that. A few more roads for that concerns list. Okay. Sheriff Kleinberg, do you have? Are you here to give us an update on the February jail report?
I thought you just did too. I just remember seeing your mug last meeting.
Last meeting?
No,
you did.
But
you did.
I know that's kind of
mug.
It was 100 and yeah.
I'll read it again as long as I'm standing here, huh?
Okay, thank you.
So, county inmates 77. This is federal average inmates per day. Federal inmates 23, juveniles 0.36. Total in house is 100. 2021 calendar average inmates per day 76. Federal 25, juveniles 0.16. Total in house 101. 2021 fiscal average inmates per day, county 69, federal 32, juveniles 0.06, total in-house 41. Federal income for 2021, 20 through 21 so far, is 43,194 from marshals. ICE was zero, Omaha marshals is zero, federal 43,193. Fiscally for marshals was 514,611, ICE 8,261. Omaha, South Dakota, Marshall's 455, and the fiscal federal is 523.28. 2021 calendar federal 98,000, 375,000. February contracts are zero. We're not housing contracts right now. County contracts 4,000. December phone commissary commissions $10,058. Cost per inmate per day. In the month of February was $65.80.
Excuse me, Sheriff, I'm going to do a deja vu because we just went through this here. And, well, that's the most I've seen it in a long time.
As far as daily? Yeah, especially this year.
Yeah, right.
This year
I just
was
had
really
to say that because I remember saying that 2 weeks ago.
Jail spent, I don't think I read this one last time. I think I did.
January. Doesn't matter. You're here doing
it. Yeah, they
it
were different numbers.
Yeah.
They are different numbers.
Not much.
No.
But here's where it really shows. So jail spent $185,463 for the month of February. Jail is 64% of total yearly budget, 3% under budget for the fiscal year. Jail is at 70% of total estimated yearly budget in the month of February. Jail spent $31,665 less than allotted for February, which is 14.5% under budget for the month. So, yeah, it wasn't like that.
Yeah, it wasn't like that. Last time it was like 1 or 2%
like
or something.
7 or 2%.
It was less. It was really low.
So federal or February bookings, Sheriff's Office was 41, South Sioux PD was 22, NSP was 3, self turn-ins are 6, feds 2, and other 1, which is total 75. And out of those, 30 of them were from Dakota County, 16 from other Nebraska counties, 19 of them were from Sioux City, 4 of them from our other Iowa counties, other states were 6, and home was 0, total 75.
Thank you, Sheriff. So things are going
pretty good. For another.
Things are going
pretty
good.
Right,
we're looking forward to a jail visit one of these days. Yeah. All right. So item number C on the miscellaneous agenda, old business. Todd Hammer, Sergeant Todd Hammer, is going to come forward.
I haven't said this in a while, but it's hammer time. Yeah. I haven't said that in a long while. So I'm waiting. Yeah, thank you.
Just here to open up the contract.
So, you said set a date and a time. I'm guessing do you have a particular.
Normally, I just get a hold of Joan.
And then, okay.
Once we got our side.
Then you'll get your team set up and. Okay.
Yeah,
perfect.
It'll probably be a month.
I'd say that's what I was thinking, April probably, before we.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just had to see the formality. I know Jacob, when he came last meeting, he...
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's okay. No, I get what you're trying to do, but yeah, we're like, oh, we got to see him. Yeah, you're sorry that we had to see him. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
No, it's all good. But yeah, so you just, we'll give it, like Janet said, we'll give it to Joan, and we'll get it figured out, and we'll get the people who we're going to do what with, and we'll start the negotiating. Let it begin.
Thank you, Todd. We'll be looking forward to visiting.
And when is your contract up, Todd? When's your contract renewal date?
It's probably
first.
Yeah, it's in, is it June?
June
30th?
First, yeah, July 1st, whatever.
Okay.
Yes, so we're both the same, the jail and the...
Yeah.
Okay. I think they're all at the same time.
They're all the June 30th.
But the commissioners want it to actually be on the same rotation, so.
Okay.
I mean, that plus and minuses to both of that.
Right.
Yeah. I think they're all kind of on that rotation. So.
Yeah, and I guess the road, I think you're on the same side.
Yep. Yep.
Same time frame?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's the same renewal?
Or two, it was a 2-year and it's up this June.
Like all the grocery store and spending all your money.
Yeah.
One time.
Been there, done that. Right?
Do we need to set a motion or just accept the, no motion? Okay, thank you. I guess we don't need to do anything besides...
No. It's official.
Okay, it's official.
Thanks, Amber.
Item number D, Kevin Hansen. Hansen to visit with us about purchasing a used scissor lift.
Yes.
I think the GUE can use one around here. They have one at the jail, but it's an inside one. Can't go outside on the terrain or anything. And this is some item that we could... Safety factor rather than versus a ladder working on stuff. I've got projects. I've got some windows out here in the back parking lot up high to work on. Don't want to do it on a ladder. I've got all the windows in the whole place I need recocked and fixed. Change out the lights, outside lights. I'm in the process right now of taking all the fluorescent lights out of the fire hall and putting LEDs in. Could use that lift in there. Moving the flagpole from the old fire department to out front here. I want to do that this year. Trimming trees. Just in general, I think the whole county, it's an all-terrain one. The gentleman, there's pictures of it back there. He has it. Perfect working condition. $7,500. 32-foot lift on it. And the new one is about $80,000. So I would rather spend the $7,500 and have something of use for the whole county, not just for me.
And I just got to bring this up. You know, I've been in the trailer business for a long time, and we've been on scaffolds for decades. And over the last 5 years, I don't know why we didn't see, we were missing the boat, and we got scissor lifts. And
yep.
It's like just... The liability standpoint of it, and just the factor of how much easier it is. We shake our head today and just thinking, you know, we had scaffolding that we climbed up and down and moved around and you know, on planks with, it was just, if one can justify it, I don't know if we can justify $7,500 for, you know, a lift. I see you got your list here.
He's talking, what are you thinking? A month's worth of using one, maybe? Out of all your projects?
Out of all my projects? Oh, probably easy. Easy month. At $150 a day rental fee. Plus transport.
So there's one place in Sioux City that if you rent it for 3 days, they'll give it to you for the week. Checked into that. I forget what place it is. A friend of mine works there. But
Stan Houston, or?
He used to work at Stan Houston, but he moved to another one.
Is it Birch Spock?
But we're talking, you know, I mean, being able to own this thing and not have, you know, 3 years down the road of the projects. The road department can use it for different things. I mean, you know, any of the county departments. At least we have one to use, you know.
Where would we store this at if we did have
it? At the old fire hall right over here. I've got the room.
Do you have the money in your budget? I guess I don't know.
Yeah, I could get it out of my budget that I've got this year. I'm under budget right now for the year.
Who takes care of the security cameras around the courthouse? Who takes care of the security cameras around the courthouse?
Jesse does around the jail. I mean, hey, actually, Jesse does around, the cameras are all hooked to that whole central thing into their system, so Jesse and over at the jail takes care of most of that.
In-house? They do it themselves?
Yeah, I mean, to a point, there's some things that, yeah, I mean, when it gets into the IT end of it, no. I mean, but as far as running the coaxes and that kind of thing, you know, he's doing quite a bit of that.
Is that inside, outside? Both?
Both.
Kevin, I'm going to change subject here real quick on this deal, but are you planning on painting, getting that fire hall painted this year?
I am.
Okay.
Wayne's coated and painted.
Okay. I just know that it's starting to look shaggy.
And the roof needs fixed. It's starting to leak. The old part, this. Yes.
I'm just curious.
Yeah.
I just know it needs to be.
Yep, I've got the wainscoting already. I'm going to cut out that bottom part of the 10, the 42 inches up, and then replace that from everybody over the years driving into the fire hall. So I'm going to replace that and then paint the rest of it pretty much to match the courthouse now, the two-tone.
You know, and me personally, a lift like this, it would be handy.
Yeah.
No question about it.
Yeah.
No question about it. But the only thing I can tell you is, you know as well as I do, things can go hell in a handbasket in a hurry. I don't know what your budget's like. I have no idea. If you can, you know, support the $7,500, you say you can now. And what month are we in? March? April, May, June, you know, I don't know where you're at. Mm-hmm. We just want to make sure that all of a sudden, you know, something, and nobody has a crystal ball, I understand that, yeah. Where all of a sudden,
I'm
you know.
I'm under budget for the year right now. I've got it in there.
How tall does the one go we have over at the Sheriff's Department?
16
foot. So
it's like I said, it's an indoor one. It's got a hard tire. It's not used for outside. You hit, and Chris don't like it outside. We were using it last year a little bit, but those hard tires, rocks and stuff like that can split those tires, and if those tires split, they're almost impossible.
Well, then the height of it too, I mean, some of them can't, and, I mean,
yeah, 16 foot, you can't get much.
Well, no, I'm just talking just in general, I mean, it's made for terrain outside.
Right.
Otherwise, yeah, they get stuck pretty easy in high sand. Mm-hmm.
Does this thing have any warranty on it?
Yeah, good shape.
No. He's guaranteed it. Yeah, I mean, we can look around. I mean, if you want to find a higher warranty and stuff.
Who is this company?
Electric company in Sioux City. I seen it on Craigslist. I talked to him a couple times last week and stuff, and I said, well, I'm running it by you guys before I can, you know.
Says
he's guaranteeing it to work in excellent condition. He just went to a 45 footer. He needed a taller lift. So.
Okay. And there's not, I mean, there is some maintenance, I mean, issue. I mean, there's wiring. I mean, there's wire battery. I mean, there is a little bit of maintenance too. I mean, who's to say how much you're going to use? I mean, I have a new one and a used one, and yeah, you can throw a little bit of money in them, but.
But they're worth.
I mean, if you can swing it, you know, I don't, you know, I guess by looking at your list of things that you could do with it and making sure that. The liability standpoint of everything is huge.
And the safety.
It's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, the safety of it.
Safety,
I call it liability.
Is that one they have safety. Over there?
Oh, that the money. Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Switch the tires out?
No. No.
You can't do
it's
that.
It's not that style. No. It's got to have the hard tires like a forklift tire. You know what I mean? The hard tire. You know, you can't switch them out to a soft tire. It's a different design. Narrow wheelbase so he can go through doors and stuff like that. This one's a wider wheelbase.
How wide a wheelbase is it?
I don't know if that 32, that number there, 32, 68, the 32 is the height. I don't know if that 68 is a wheelbase.
So you haven't seen this one yet. Have you gone to look at it?
I haven't gone to look at it.
I don't know. I think for no more than you're going to use one, I think it'd be just as good to rent one. You have a new machine or a machine that's going to work. But that is only my opinion.
Because I think that three days a week, and you got it for the 5 days.
Yeah.
And it works the same way as the month. You rent it for 3 weeks, you got it for the month.
That's what I understood. $4,500.
Yeah, but at $150 bucks a day.
So if you rent it for a week, it's going to cost you $450 for the week, for 5 days. is what you're saying.
Yeah. So then how many, you know, how many rentals at $500 a week? You're only, you know, you're only talking 15 rentals. Believe me, I mean, the projects that, this is just the projects that, you know, that I, now, the same thing saying we can use in the future, how many more projects that it could be.
Maybe, you know, maybe what we should do is, you know, run over and look at it, you know. I don't know. I don't know what, whatever you guys decide you want to do, I don't.
Subject to some kind of.
Whatever.
Well, maybe it's, and I hear what you're saying, maybe, I'm not opposed. However, I kind of agree with Janet that you know, the budget, if it was May, we would have a better idea where we're at. I know he said he can afford it, and I don't doubt him that he has it in his budget. But if something comes up and all of a sudden that budget is gone, well, there we go. So maybe we look at it.
Next meeting, why not?
Well, it might not be there next meeting.
There'd be another one.
You know, I don't know.
True.
But you could go over and look at it then.
I could go look at it.
You could go look at it and then kind of say, tell him that you have to bring it to the next board meeting or something.
I don't think he's going to hold it. If something, you know, money talks, I mean, you know.
Why don't we do this here? If you guys are okay with this, why wouldn't we say we could make a motion with subject of Troy and Kevin going to look at it and saying that if Troy thinks it's okay, likes it, looks good, it's going to make sense, you can make the decision.
When did you do that, Troy?
About any time. It won't take very long to go over and look at it.
No. Yeah, I mean.
We'll be under an hour, we'll break it out.
Bob and Kevin are on the facility, so that... If
yeah, whatever, either one of you guys, I mean, whatever you want to, I mean, it's just an idea.
I'd be open to Bob.
Yeah.
Anytime. If you
let me talk to him tonight and see if we can get something lined up for tomorrow.
I was supposed to buzz over.
Where's it at, Kevin?
Sioux City.
Okay.
Okay, so this is what I'll do. I'll make a motion, okay, for the buildings and grounds to purchase if Troy Lonsby and Kevin Hansen, if Troy's okay with the purchase of the $7,500 of the machine itself.
Subject to inspection.
Yes,
Bob wants to go along,
yes,
too. With the
and if Bob, if you want to drive along and look at a scissor lift.
Subject to inspection.
We'll even let you ride on.
I'll second that.
Okay.
I'd be real concerned about the width of it being stable. Mm-hmm. Because your ground ain't going to be perfectly level out there.
Oh, no. And I'm telling you, they don't. When I'm doing, if I'm doing trees out here and stuff like that, there's going to be a piece of plywood underneath it when it goes up. You know what I mean? Just because of that stability, you know, the factor as far as.
The sides go down on the concrete, and they catch the ground.
Stuff like that, I'm good. Well,
you know, between the wheels.
Yeah.
Okay.
30 foot up's a long ways.
So if you're on a little bit of a slant, Right. That's common sense.
Yeah.
We have a motion and a second then to subject to inspection and review, so the width and all that sort of thing, working order. The motion was made by Scott, seconded by myself. We'll do a roll call.
Janet?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yeah. Bring a tape measure.
Okay. And then item number E. We are, obviously we've heard some concerns about roads, and I did look at the budget and I discovered that roads are our second highest. Public services is the highest department budget out of our $12 million, and the second highest is roads. And the fact that we have spent some money on bridges and what have you, I think it'd be helpful for all of us to go out and kind of check, you know, figure out where these roads are and where the shoe flies are and things like that. So what kind of date would work for that for the team to go out and...
Well, I think obviously we're going to have to make it sooner or better, and I think probably, I know next, do we have payables next meeting, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So it would be nice to be able to do it our next meeting by starting our meeting early, correct? I mean, we could do that. We've done that before, you know, started at whatever, noon, and take off out of here and go look at the roads. But the problem is...
I think if it's publicly, isn't it publicly... listed that our meeting's at 3?
Joan, can we change it? Joan, I talked to Joan about this. We can make it so we can do this. It'd be like a meeting or something.
Oh,
you just she has to change it and publicize it differently.
Okay.
And you publicize it, so and if people want to know where we're going to be at, if they want to follow us around, they can follow us around.
Okay. Let's do it on a different day than the board meeting. If it's going to be a separate meeting, do it totally separate.
Yeah, but we'd be out there all day.
Well, I know.
I really want to see
like maybe
you.
Maybe next Monday. What about next Monday?
Pardon?
What about next Monday?
It's coming Monday?
Yeah.
That's fine.
It's snowing.
The 15th?
Whatever.
Because then you wouldn't have to worry about payroll. Because the next one is all the payroll, accounts payable, and what have
you. The only thing I was thinking... Janet,
can't do that. It's too soon.
Only thing I was thinking is, you know, we could come in on a Sunday and because they'll have all the payables.
Oh, yeah.
They'll have everything done except the payroll, obviously.
Oh, I see.
So
get ahead of it.
Yeah, get ahead of it on a Sunday, and
okay.
And then we could still, you know, part
so
of the year.
Instead of doing bills at 10, we could do go out at 10 or something maybe.
Right. Go out at or whatever 11 o'clock. If we went out at 11. And made it back. If we made it back here before, you know, 2 o'clock, and then you can do the payroll. You can do payroll in an hour, right?
Week.
Yeah.
About 3 hours.
What's that?
The next board meeting.
Yeah, 22nd.
Durham has volunteered me to take you out on the bus.
She said 3 hours.
Thank you.
She said 3 hours.
At least 3 hours, I would say, because we can go straight out. We can start out going out on Blyberg, come back, go out Hill.
How about 10
then? The Bluff Rock and back.
You bet.
Does that take in M Avenue?
She said that's the
stop. It'll take in all the major ones that
we have.
That's pretty naughty on a bus.
So can we?
It won't take you into Hubbard.
No flashbacks.
You can go across the lake.
She's going to take me on the bus.
You can go that way, yes.
How about 10 on a 22nd?
In fact,
it's going to be fun.
He goes on the Jackson Road, so we can go up that way, yeah. If we go up on up M, come back down on like the Bluff and the North Route, and then we'll come back into Fiddler Creek.
It'd be 3 to 3.5, 4 hours.
Yeah. So 10?
Get stuck.
Yeah, a lot of those are on those.
I don't think we'll get stuck.
Counties,
you know, I know a couple people we can call.
So the 22nd, and it takes 3 hours. So what if we started at 10 or at least 11?
Is that meeting day?
Immediately.
Okay. Yeah. Can you do 10 o'clock in the morning?
I can do 9, 10, as long as, if it's a meeting day, any day of the week, I should be able to get it done.
Because you have to be back.
You'll pick us up here, right?
Will you pick us up here?
I can pick you up here.
Okay.
Perfect.
The 22nd, then. That's 2 weeks from today. What did we decide?
10:30.
10:30. Split the difference.
Let's meet in the middle.
And then we for sure would be back here by?
2 o'clock. We got to be back by 2, though, Diane.
Let's get 10.
Whatever.
10?
Yeah.
10 o'clock.
I'm going to pick you up here at 10.
10 o'clock the 22nd. Okay.
Get back early.
And I will have a, I will try to make some type of a little.
We won't be back early, I guarantee it.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll try and run it with, I'll try and run it with a short bus so that I kind of know which way to go.
Well, thank you. That's great. Thanks, Diane. I appreciate that.
Are we going to have a catering service then?
I'll make
we'll probably have to buy her lunch.
I got my Subway coupons. I'll buy us lunch.
I have to buy her lunch.
Done that a million times, haven't you?
I got Subway coupons. I'll buy a bunch of lunch bags.
What about all the other guys?
Okay,
10 to 20 seconds.
Oh,
this would be good. I'm looking forward to this. Thank you so much. That would be great. Fred, if you want to ride along, and
yes.
Absolutely.
10 o'clock.
I will be here at 1:45. I'll park out front here.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Everyone,
thanks for letting us and you to do this.
All right. Looking forward to that.
He's
not paid. I'm looking forward to riding a bus again. It's been a few years.
No.
All right. So item number, E, we're going to meet here at 10 o'clock on the 22nd for the road tour. F, board to approve the contract terms of Verizon Connect for installation of GPS tracking on the road department fleet vehicles. We talked about this and approved it last time, so I'm assuming this contract, and it looks like it's 1 year contract for $376 a month. Was there anything changed from last time that we as to why we're approving it again?
I don't think you have the contract left.
Oh, we didn't have the contract.
I think you just have the...
Oh. I remember seeing something that looked like this, but, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess this is, I'll make a motion then that we, now that we have the contract in hand...
I'll second it.
To sign that. Any questions or comments?
I think it's gonna make paperwork easier. I think it's gonna be a good thing.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope it helps with efficiency and
Do you guys need to designate an employee coordinator, someone to do the online training and...
Oh, yeah. That's, yeah.
Or is that just...
Online training.
Someone in Fred's department?
I would guess it's somebody in Fred's. Who would, somebody in your department would need to be designated as the online...
The coordinator.
Coordinator.
I have no idea who to contact.
Jolene, probably. We could work with Jolene on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's still alive?
Because she's the one who does a lot of the FEMA
Sounds
reporting
good.
And tracking anyway, so that'd
My
be
neighbor.
Very good. Okay, we'll designate Jolene. All right, any other comments or questions about that contract? If not, I think we've got a motion and a second.
Scott?
No.
Bob?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes. Okay. Item number G is...
I can't change my mind now, can I?
You can see the light of day.
No, I can't.
You don't like it, Scott.
I've dealt with it once before. And hopefully something's different. I hope it works out for everybody.
Optimistic.
Hopefully. I always wish everybody happiness and prosperity. Hopefully it works for the county.
Hopefully, yes. Hopefully it'll be a good thing to help us be efficient.
Yep.
Okay, item number G, board to approve the contract for Dakota County West Bridge C00221081P, which is the Jackson High Bridge, for $243,123.05. And didn't we already approve this?
We better sign a contract.
And if I recall, the last time that this took place, I said no because we didn't know what the dollar amount was because it was all over the place. Like, remember the engineer, if you recall, at the last meeting?
Yep.
So the $243,123, I know it needs to be done, so I'll make a motion on that to approve the Nelson and Rock now that there's a $243,123.05.
Well, that's not for sure, though.
What do you mean it's not for sure?
Well, it depends on how much... Aren't they going to determine
This is a different bridge. This is the high bridge. We've already accepted the bid for it. Just need the contract signed.
This is one North Jackson.
Yeah.
Oh, the one North Jackson. Yeah, the high bridge. Okay.
Okay.
So we got that bridge and I'm a little
so
lost right now.
Yep.
Okay,
so we've got a motion and a second
Sorry
to go ahead and now that it's been reviewed and finalized that number. $243,123.05 to sign that contract. A roll call.
Bob?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
All right, so we will get that. This is the Bridges and Roads meeting.
It is.
Bridges and Road meeting, okay.
And insurance.
Oh, yeah, now the next item.
Last but not least.
Board to approve the chair to sign the Midlands Choice Agreement, the group agreement, the addendum to the Midlands Group Agreement, the premier payer to the amendment to the Midlands Choice Group Agreement, the network access fee, the business associate degree, the business associate agreement, Mid-American Benefits, LLC in Dakota County, and the designated privacy, personnel, certificate of authority, and notice of confidentiality. There were a lot of documents related to this changeover from one to the other. Were there any particular, I kind of browsed through them. Kim, was there anything particular that?
Just all their requirements and things that make their communications work through us.
So it's kind of
we don't really have a choice.
Mm-hmm. A lot of HIPAA stuff. I noticed a lot about confidentiality and sharing documentation. So I think these are all related to that change. So I'll make a motion that we approve these documents. They all seem to be related or appropriate and related to the transition.
I'll second it. Janet.
Okay. Any comments? Any questions? All right. We'll do roll call.
Larry?
Here.
Troy?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
All right. So I will sign off on those documents and we'll get us on. I think they've already sent out to the employees the new information,
yes.
So they're rolling on it. How about any, item six, any commissioner committee reports for today? Okay. Mail and emergency business. It looks like we must have gotten something indicating the road department is also wanting to set a date to open, and their contract negotiations, as just as the jail and the sheriff's department, they're due on June 30th.
So we can accept theirs because they came from their people down in Omaha, correct? So they don't need to show up here to request?
Right. Yeah, there was a letter. I think there's a letter in your packet from somebody.
Okay.
Who is it? Jill Harvey. Nope, no, that's not the right one. Okay, so we accept that? Or do we need to make even any motion on that? Or just accept it? Okay. So we've got notification that we'll be doing that one as well. Anything else?
I think Joan put the stuff in your guys' packets about Gil and then the NACO budget workshop. Just wanted to mention that.
Joan and I are going to the NACO budget workshop, and I'm going to try to make it to this thing at Leonard Gill. It's about an hour from now. So, all right. Anything else?
Does that start at 4:30?
We start at 4:30. At 5 o'clock is the...
The award.
The award is 5:05. Yep. All right. With that, we'll adjourn. And it is 4:10. I was going to try hard to be done sooner. Sorry.
Thanks, everyone, for coming.
Thanks a lot.
Yep. Thank you.
Okay, Chris, you want to step up? Come on up. Let's get this going there.
Okay. Chica. You sign all this stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's Hispanic for female, right?
Do you want the gavel?
Hi, Christy.
Oh, right. Take control. Somebody in the head with it.
Guys, we have one more meeting. So, can you guys take it out there, please?
Yep.
So, yes, you guys are on the...
Thank you. Call the meeting to order.
Wait, we need...
Oh, so Bob left.
Where'd he go?
Sorry.
He's right there.
That's right, whatever.
He's just shooting him out.
Forget what I said.
Is that what he's doing?
Yeah, he's getting mad at how that... Thanking him for coming. Being the host.
Looking at things very good.
Call the gang. He's just south of Shelby.
South of Shelby. Just contact me in the morning and I'll look and see what I got going on. Or I'll get with you.
Well, it started with an ass. That's an hour drive.
Do I get paid mileage for that?
Huh?
Do I get paid mileage for that?
He's got a truck.
Oh, Kevin. Yeah, Kevin.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, he does.
Oh. Christy, how you doing?
Hey, Kevin. County truck.
Hey, Bob. You ready to roll with this here?
She was, they didn't want to make a copy of that.
Okay. Yeah. No, I get it. No, I just...
Bridge man.
So, yeah, ready.
So you all have to...
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, I just figured... Yeah, Christy is like...
Got that around. Scott, or yeah.
Call the meeting to order. You don't have to do the pledge allegiance.
Right. Nope.
Roll call.
Okay.
Do I do the current copy of the Open Meeting Act first? Yeah. Current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. Right.
Troy?
Here.
Janet?
Here.
Scott?
Yes.
Bob?
Here.
Larry?
Here.
Okay. One, the consent agenda. Any individual item may be removed by a commissioner for special discussion or consideration. Unless there's an exception, these items will be approved as one with a single vote of the Board of the Commissioners. Go to A, approval of previous minutes, February 22nd, 2021.
Yeah, so moved on that.
Second.
I'll do roll call. Janet?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes. Move on to two, new business. A is board to rescind motion approving tax exemption for parcel 22024438.
They are buying it on contract. That is not, you can't approve it. I didn't realize they were buying it on contract.
Okay.
It says can't approve it.
Can't approve it.
Yeah, it has to be owned solely by them.
Okay.
So that basically says that I need to rescind my motion, okay, since I moved on it to not to prove it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I would rescind my motion on 22024438 on not.
And I'll rescind my second.
Is that good enough?
Or do we go on to B and do this on the board to approve the portion to deny the request?
I think we got to do the first one
first. I'll do roll call first.
Yeah.
Hey, Scott?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Okay, so what? I got a question real quick. So I did the 438. Okay, never mind. Okay, they're the same. I see. Okay, my bad.
Okay, so I'll move on to B then.
Yeah.
Board to approve portion or deny request for tax exemption real estate personal property for the following qualifying organizations. And number one is parcel 22024438, Butterum of Sulam Incorporated.
Deny.
So you can read the motion.
Motion. I'll make a motion to deny.
We're good.
The request for exemption.
Okay. Roll call, Bob.
Yes.
Larry.
Yes.
Troy.
Yes.
Janet.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Okay. We'll move on to C. Christy Apps, assessor, requesting approval of tax list corrections.
The first one is 9889, Dolores Jensen. She was denied by the state for 17, 18, and 19 due to how they filed, and then they tried to refile, and it was denied due to income. 9892 was another homestead. The state changed it. They took it away for Mr. Shock down the street here. And 9893 is the mobile home being moved out of the county. They came in and paid up the taxes for 2021.
That's it? Okay.
All right.
I'll make a motion for the request of the assessor to approve the tax list corrections.
I'll second.
Okay.
Okay, first and a second. So roll call is Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
What am I doing with this here?
Okay, we'll move on to three, mail and or emergency business. There is none.
Thanks, Christy.
Thank you. So I move on to four. Any public comment from anybody? No public comment. Adjourn. Number five.
Number five.
You're efficient, Troy. Thank you.